Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem. I'm Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechaz Erevin Daf Mem Hey. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Nachrim Shatzar al Yaros Yisrael, if Nachrim besieged a Jewish city on Shabbos, in Yotzin Alem Bechay Zainam, Jews may not go out against them with weapons, Vein Machalin Alem Se Shabbos, nor may they violate Shabbos because of them. Now, Bryce is stating the same, further clarified that this rule was only said al Iske Mamon, where the Nachrim came over a money matter, meaning there was only a threat to property, of Avabalo, Iske Nefashos. But if they came over a matter of lives, meaning where people's lives are being threatened, they may go out against them with their weapons and be Machal Shabbos. Ubiyira Smuchel Esvar, and in the case of an attack on a border city, even if the Nachrim only came over a matter of straw and stubble, which are not worth much, Jews may go out against them with weapons and be Machal Shabbos. The reason is that the capture of a border city by the enemy would expose the interior of the country to invasion. Point number two, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Mishi Yashim Baderech, V'yadasha Chashecha, someone who fell asleep on a journey and was not aware that it had become dark, and he did not have a mind to acquire Tchum. Rav Yochim ben Nuri says he has 2,000 amos in every direction from his location, whereas the Chachamim say that he only has Dalad amos. Rav Yosef proves from a brisa that Rav Yochim ben Nuri holds, Chepse Hefker Konin Shvisa, ownerless objects acquire a Shabbos residence and may not be moved beyond the Tchum, and therefore a sleeping person as well acquires a makam shvisa from which to measure a tchum. The Brisa stated that if rain fell on Erev Yantav and was onerous when Yantav began, it has a fixed tchum of 2,000 amas in each direction. This must reflect their opinion of Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, since the Chachamim hold that one who falls asleep before Shabbos only has Dalad amas. And point number three, the Brisa that Rabbi Yosef brought also stated that if rain fell on Yantav, Hare Hen Karagli Ko Adam is treated like the feet of anyone who eventually owns it, meaning it has their tchum. The Gemara asks, Likni Shvisa Bokianus, let the waters acquire their Shvisa in the ocean, since it was there at the start of Yantav. And Rav Yitzchak answers that the water was already in clouds that had gathered before Yantav. The Gemara goes on to explain that the reason the water doesn't acquire its Makam Shvisa in the clouds and receive a Tchumir there is Maim Ba'avim Meina Naide. The water in the clouds is constantly in motion and therefore doesn't receive a Tchum limit until it comes to a halt. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Nachrim Shatzaru al Yaros Yisrael, if Nachrim besieged a Jewish city on Shabbos, Ein Yotzin Alehem Bechlei Zeinam, Jews may not go out against them with weapons, Ve'ein Mechalgin Alehem Es HaShabbos, nor may they violate Shabbos. A Brisa stating the same, further clarified, that this rule was only said al Iske Mamon, where the Nachrim came over a money matter, meaning where there was only a threat to property, of Avabalo Iske Nefashos, but if they came over a matter of lives, meaning where people's lives are being threatened, they may go out against them with their weapons and be Mechal Shabbos. Ubi'ir Esmuchel Esfar, and in a case of an attack on a border city, even if the Nachrim only came over a matter of straw and stubble, which are not worth much, Jews may go out against them with weapons and be Machal Shabbos. The reason is that the capture of a border city by the enemy would expose the interior of the country to invasion. Point number two, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Mishi Yashim Bederech Yada Shechashecha, someone who fell asleep on a journey and was not aware that it had become dark and he didn't have a mind to acquire a tchum, Rav Yochim ben Nuri says that he has 2,000 amos in every direction from his location, whereas the Chachamim say that he only has Dalad amos. Rav Yosef proves from a brisa that Rav Yochim ben Nuri holds, Chepse Hefker Konin Shvisa, ownerless objects acquire a Shabbos residence and may not be moved beyond the tchum, and therefore a sleeping person as well acquires a Makam Shvisa from which to measure a tchum. The brisa stated that if rain fell on Erev Yantav and was onerous when Yantav began, it has a fixed tchum of 2,000 amas in each direction. This must reflect the opinion of Yochim and Nuri, since the Chachamim hold that one who falls asleep before Shabbos only has Dalad amas. And point number three, the brisa that Rav Yosef brought also stated that if rain fell on Yantav, Hare Hen Karagli Ko Adam, it's treated like the feet of anyone who eventually owns it, meaning it has their tchum. The Gemara asks, Likne Shvisa Bilkianos, let the waters acquire their Shvisa in the ocean, since it was there at the start of Yantav. And Rabbi Yitzchak answers that the water was already in clouds that had gathered before Yantav. The Gemara goes on to explain that the reason the water doesn't acquire its makom shvisa in the clouds and receive a tchum there is, Maim ba'avim may deny it. The water in the clouds is constantly in motion and therefore doesn't receive a tchum limit until it comes to a halt. All right, so now we go to a simon from Mem Hey, and the simon is Monopoly, Monopoly. So here goes. The children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, under threatening clouds filled with water, constantly in motion. Once again, in slow motion. The children playing Monopoly. Monopoly, that must mean we're on Mem. Hey, Monopoly. the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege, which reminds us that if Nachum besieged a Jewish city on Shabbos, the residents cannot go out to fight them with weapons nor violate Shabbos with them if the siege was for monetary matters. If it was life-threatening, then they certainly could, and a border town can go out even if it was for a minor threat, because if the Nachum captured the town, it could lead to an invasion. So the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, which reminds of the Machlokes regarding a person who fell asleep before it got dark, who didn't have a mind to acquire Tchum, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he has 2,000 amos in every direction from his location, and the Chachamim say he only has Dalet amos. Rabbi Yosef proves from a brice about rain that fell in Yantiv that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds Chepse Hefker Konim Shvisa, that onerous objects acquire a Makom Shvisa and can't be moved beyond the Tchum. So the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, under threatening clouds filled with water, constantly in motion. Which reminds us that from the same brace of Yosef brought, we learned that rain that fell in Yantiv from clouds that were already gathered from before Yantiv does not acquire their Makom Shvisa in the clouds, because the water is constantly in motion and does not receive a tchum until they come to a halt. When it rains on Yantiv, harihen karagwe kladam, it's treated like the feet of anyone who eventually owns it, meaning it has their tchum. So once again, the children playing Monopoly in the quaint border town under siege didn't realize their fathers fell asleep before it got dark in open fields, under threatening clouds filled with water, constantly in motion. Now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Mem Alef. So the symbol for Mem Alef is a grandma. Grandma. So here goes. When the grandma, that must be more than Daf Mem Alef. When the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbetz, a piece of fish, to break his tinus right before Shabbos, which reminds Rav Huna was asked that if a student took upon himself to fast on Friday, mahu ashume, what's the halacha concerning completing the fast until definite nightfall? This would be problematic since it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. Rav Huna didn't know the answer, and neither did Rav Yehuda. Rava brought a brisa that taught that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, or when Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, a person may eat and drink all he needs, umal ha-shulchanu afil kasuda shloma b'shato, and he may bring up onto his table all types of food, even like the banquet of Shlomo HaMelech in his time. If Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, however, mavin lo kabetz of ochel, we may bring the person who's fasting only kabetz the size amount of food to eat before Shabbos, kedesho yichanas l'Shabbos k'shemuna, in order that he should not enter Shabbos suffering from the hunger of the fast. So we see from the brisa that one is not mashlim his fast even on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, he certainly doesn't complete it with a tinus yachid. However, the Gemara concludes later that we do indeed complete the fast of Tisha B'Av when it falls on Erev Shabbos. So when the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbetz, a piece of fish, to break his tinus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder, which reminds us, it was taught in the brisa, Shlosha ein roin pnei gehenim, three types of people do not even see the facade of Gehenna because the pain and misery they suffer in this world atones for their sins. Those who suffer from extreme poverty, intestinal disorders, and the pursuit of creditors. Some say also someone who's a bad wife, an ishra, such as in the case when he can't divorce her because the ksuba is too high, or they have children together. The Gemara asks what the practical teaching of this is, and answers, to accept these challenges with love. Rashi explains that accepting them with love brings kapara. So when the grandma gave the grandpa a burnt kibbetz, a piece of fish, to break his tinus right before Shabbos, it aggravated his intestinal disorder, forcing him on Shabbos to leave his dalet amos in order to relieve himself. Which reminds us, the opening mission, the fourth parak taught, that if someone is removed from his tchum on Shabbos, he's only permitted to move dalet amos from his location. Rabbi was asked what the lach is if the person needs to relieve himself, and he answered, Gadol kavod abriyas shedorech etzlo saseh b'Torah. Human dignity is so important that it supersedes a prohibition of the Torah, meaning the commandment of Losasser, which teaches us not to deviate from the decrees of the Rabbanim. Therefore, one may walk out of his four amos in order to relieve himself, even though there's a prohibition of the Rabbanim that one cannot leave his dalet amos. Based on this, the Chachamim Narda said that if he's wise, he should re-enter his tchum while seeking a private area, and once he has returned to his original tchum legally, he can stay there. Rashi explains that we learn this from the Mishnah, which permits one to be back in his original tchum when he's forced to be returned there. All the more so in our case when he returns to his original place with halachic permission. Daf Mem Beis. So the simmer Daf Mem Beis is the mob. So here goes. The mobster. Mobster. That must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobster took 2,000 steps, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Hay mahalach ve'enu yadea tchum Shabbos. If someone's walking on Shabbos and he doesn't know where the Shabbos tchum ends, Mahalach Alpaim Psios Beinonios. He may walk 2,000 average-sized steps in one direction. Vazoi Tchum Shabbos, and this is the measure of the Tchum. Rashi explains that the distance traveled by a person with each step is one amma. So the mobster took 2,000 steps to the freshly enclosed area in the open field where his prisoner was kept. Which reminds, Rav Nachman also said in Emeshmo, Shabbos Bevika Vekifu Nachrim Mechitza B'Shabbos. If he made his Shabbos residence in an open field, thereby giving him 2,000 ammas from that spot, and Nachrim encircled with partitions on Shabbos, Mahalach Alpaim Amma, he may still walk only 2,000 ammas from his Makom Shvisa. Rashi explains that since the Erev took effect when it was in an open area, we can't consider the large enclosed area as Dalad Amos based on walls erected later. However, he may transport objects within the entire enclosure by means of throwing. Since the field is enclosed, it has the status of a Shusi Yachid, in which carrying is permitted. Rav Huna agrees that he can walk 2,000 Amos in any direction from his Makom Shvisa, but he may only be Metalta Arba Amos, carry 4 Amos. He doesn't permit throwing the object beyond his Tchum, Shemi Yimashach Archevso, out of concern that he might be drawn after his object and step out of his Tchum. He restricts carrying within the 2,000 Amos of his Makom Shvisa, Mishum Da'avi Kamechitza Shinifritz B'Melo L'Makom Ha'asrua, because the case is similar to a partition that was breached along its entire length, leaving it completely open to a place in which carrying is forbidden. Meaning that since the enclosed area now has two areas, one in which he's permitted to walk and should be permitted to carry in, and another in which he's forbidden to carry in even by throwing, because it's beyond his Tchum limit, and these two areas are not partitioned off from each other, he is forbidden to carry even within his 2,000 Amas. So the mobster took 2,000 steps to the freshly enclosed area in the open field where his prisoner was kept, only to discover he had escaped and boarded a ship where he walked about freely. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Alef Amud Beis, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were in a boat that had sailed beyond the Tchum, and they walked within the entire ship on Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva did not move out of their Dalad Amos. The Gemara brings two explanations why the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi says, Hoyol v'Shabbos ba'avir mechises mibaod yom, because he established his Shabbos residence within the walls of the ship while it was still day, which enables him to treat the entire ship as his Dalad Amos area. Rabbi Zera said the reason is, Hoyol v'Svina notalta mitchilos arba menachta besof arba, because the ship is constantly in motion, he constantly gets a new Dalad Amos within which to walk. The Gemara addresses what the practical difference is between these two opinions. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The demon flying above Ten Tfachim beyond the Tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings. Magazine? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The demon flying above Ten Tfachim beyond the Tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings, which reminds Rav Chananya asked, Yesh Tchumin L'mal Masar or Ein Tchumin L'mal Masar? Do the halachas of Tchum apply above Ten Tfachim or not? If they don't apply, then it will be permitted for someone to travel beyond the Tchum at a height above 10 Tfachim. The Gemara tends to prove that the laws of Tchum do not apply above 10 Tfachim from an incident where seven rulings that were set on Shabbos morning before Rav Chista in the town of Sura were repeated Shabbos afternoon before Rava in Pumbedisa, which is at a greater distance than the Tchum. The Gemara suggests that it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi who traveled in the air above 10 Tfachim and reported the teachings, which proves Tchumim do not apply above 10 Tfachim since he wouldn't violate Shabbos. This proof is rejected, as the Gemara suggests that it might have been Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon, who traveled beyond the Tchum because he's not Shomer Shabbos. So the demon flying above Ten Tfachim beyond the Tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings was spotted flying over a crowd busy preparing for Shabbos, which reminds the Gemara then attempts to prove that the laws of Tchum do apply above Ten Tfachim based on a braisa that teaches that if someone declared, Harini Nazir B'Yom Sheben David Ba, I'm a Nazir effective on the day Mashiach comes, he's permitted to drink wine only on Shabbos and Yantar. Rashi explains that it's certain the Mashiach will not arrive on those days. The Gemara suggests that the reason Mashiach will not come on Shabbos and Yantar is that he will not violate the laws of Tchum and travel more than 2,000 Amos. If the laws of Tchum do not apply above 10 Tfachim, then it would still be possible for Mashiach to arrive on Shabbos by traveling the air above 10 Tfachim, and the Nazir should not be permitted to drink wine on Shabbos Yantav. This seems to prove that the Tchum does apply above Ten Tfachim. The Gemara gives a different reason for why Mashiach will not come on Shabbos and Yantav. The Pasuk Malachi states that Eliyahu will be sent to announce the pending arrival of Mashiach the day before. And Kvar Muftach Lal Yisrael, She'ein Eliyahu Ba, Lo Ba'arvi Shabbosos, V'lo Ba'arvi Yamin Tovim. There's a tradition that Eliyahu will not arrive on Shabbos Yantav because of the difficulties it would impose on people to complete their preparations while taking time to greet Eliyahu. So the demon flying above Ten Tfachim beyond the Tchum to deliver the magazine about seven rulings, was spotted flying over a crowd busy preparing for Shabbos by a man on a boat with a hollow tube. Which reminds the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches that Rambam Gamliel used a shofaris on the boat, a hollow tube with which he was able to look and sight a distance of 2,000 amos on land or at sea. Rashi explains that a long hollow tube narrows and shortens the viewer's range and can be calibrated to yield a maximum distance of 2,000 amos. The brisa brings additional innovative ways to calculate measurements. Daf Mem Dalet. So the sim from Mem Dalet is mud. Mud. So here goes. The distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field. Muddy field? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Dalet. The distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure. Which reminds us, on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brought an incident when Nechemiah Breda Rav Chanilai became engrossed in his learning and accidentally went out of his tchum. When he realized where he was, he stopped to remain within his Dalet Amos. When Rav Chisda told Rav Nachman, Nechemiah's Rebbe, Rav Nachman said, "Asu mechitza shabeni adam v'yakanes," making him partition for him by lining up people so that their bodies form an enclosure around him, which reaches back into the tchum and let him enter his original tchum. Rav said it was obvious that the case was where there was not enough people to form an enclosure all the way back to the tchum. And Rav Chisda wanted to know if the halacha follows Rebbe Eliezer, who permits a person with two amos of his tchum to return to it. If there had been enough people, there'd be no question that it would be permissible, since the halacha goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, who permits a person to move through an entire enclosed area even though the person was not in the enclosure at the start of Shabbos. So the distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure called his friend who was standing in as a sukkah wall, which reminds Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brought a brisa that taught that if a wall of a sukkah fell on Yantav, one is not permitted to station a person, animal, or utensils in its place. Because one may not make a temporary structure from start in Yantiv, and it goes without saying that he may not do so in Shabbos. Rava brought a brisa that seemingly disagrees and says, Osa Adam es chavero dofen, a person may use his friend as a wall of a sukkah, so that he may eat, drink, and sleep in it. The Gemara resolves the contradiction by saying that the first brisa involves someone who is aware that he's being used as a mechitza, which doesn't work, and the second brisa involves someone who is not aware that he was being used as a mechitza. So the distracted student who walked out of his tchum into a muddy field and needed more humans to form an enclosure called his friend who was standing in as a sukkah wall, and the man who was no longer needed for Eidus HaKodesh. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishu Yatsi B'Rishus, one who left his tchum with Rishus, for example, for Eidus HaKodesh, and was told there was no longer any need for him to testify, he has a new tchum of 2,000 amas in every direction. If he was told this while he was still in his original tchum, it's as if he had never left. Rava explains that this means that it is as if he never left his house. The Gemara explains that since he uprooted himself from his tchum by setting out to leave, one might have thought that his new tchum is centered around him. The Mishnah is coming to teach, therefore, that this is not so if he's still in his original tchum. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says that means that if the new tchum overlaps with his original tchum, it is as if he never left his original tchum. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Shimi Bar Chiya holds havlas tchumin milsehi. There is a halachic principle that the overlap of two tchumim areas join the two areas into a single tchum, and Rava disagrees with this rule. All right, now it's time for a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions on Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which daf do we discuss the incident with Hadassim brought on the second day of Yantav and the inyan of Bechtei Shiyaseh? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 2, which daf do we have a Malchukas if someone fell asleep before it got dark and didn't have a mind to acquire Makom Shvisa, whether he gets a Tchum? That's on daf Mem. Hey. Good. Number 3, which daf do we have a Malchukas if Havras Tchumin Milsehi? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that water does not acquire Makom Shvisa while in the clouds because they're constantly in motion? That's on Duff. Mem Hey. Good. Number 5. Which of the one what one does if he doesn't know where the tchum ends? That's on Duff. Mem Beis. Good. Number 6. Which Duff do we have a question if one makes a Shehecheyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? That's on Duff. Mem. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that one can make a human enclosure for someone outside the tchum? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn about placing the erev without a verbal declaration isn't hachana because people think the person is a distracted rabbinical student? That's on daf Lamed Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that there are two reasons given why the halachas are Rav Gamliel regarding walking on a boat? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn the reason why the Mashiach will not come on Shabbos? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we have a question if Shema is a Doraisa or a Derabanan? That's on daf Chaf Aleph and Brachas. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn that there are three times that Hillel and Shammai disagree? That's on daf Tezvav and Shav is good. And number 3, which daf do we, and then one should give tzedakah while one has the opportunity to do so? That's on daf Kufnun off in Shabbos. Excellent. All right. This concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.